ARPR Audio presents In Praise of Stay-at-Home Moms, written and read by Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Copyright 2009 by Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Preface. With appropriate apologies to Shakespeare, I come to praise at-home moms, not to bury full-time working moms. This is not another missile attack in the mommy wars, nor is it a debate on daycare versus mommy care. This is also not a treatise on the benefits to children of being with a loving parent rather than with hired help or in an institutionalized group care setting. I will leave these arguments to wiser folks than I, and statistics and research results are generally appreciated only by those who wish to feel convinced or vindicated by them. I will admit, though, to being surprised, no, amazed, that a whole generation and a half of women have been so easily enraptured by the suggestion that what they have to give their child is easily replaced by a nanny, babysitter, or daycare worker. A baby is conceived in a woman's body, is nurtured there for 9 months, and then suckles at her breast, more aware of her voice than anyone else's in the universe. And then her arms, kisses, laughs, tickles, warmth, coos, and so forth can be substituted for with a routine of feeding, diapering, and snacks? Well, since so many people say it is so, I guess it must be so. Therefore, no argument from me. I am personally moved by and interested in the lovely stories of warmth, love, and sacrifice told by families who've structured themselves to focus on enjoying every possible moment of their child's journey and development. And I'm sure there are equivalent emotional highs from watching one's child's journey via nanny cams and daycare worker daily reports. I would never dream of telling a woman what she should do to make her life fulfilling, exciting, and purposeful. There are, of course, many ways.